Cambridge Assessment International Education. Cambridge IGCSE. Specimen Examination in English as an Additional Language. Paper 1. Listening.
Questions 1 to 8. You will hear some short recordings. You will hear each recording twice. For questions 1 to 8, tick the correct box, A to D. You are at the airport. Question 1. You are with a friend. Your friend tells you something.
I have a headache. I need to go to the chemist.
Where is your friend going?
I have a headache. I need to go to the chemist.
Where is your friend going? Question 2. When your friend comes back, she asks you something.
Have you got my passport?
What is your friend looking for?
Have you got my passport?
What is your friend looking for? Question 3. A few minutes later, you hear an announcement.
The flight to New York is delayed because of snow.
Why is the plane delayed?
The flight to New York is delayed because of snow.
Why is the plane delayed? Question 4. The announcement continues.
Departure is at 10:15.
What time will the plane leave?
Departure is at 10:15.
What time will the plane leave? Question 5. You hear the end of the announcement.
We would like to offer all passengers a hot drink.
What can the passengers have?
We would like to offer all passengers a hot drink.
What can the passengers have? Question 6. Your friend says something.
I'm tired. I'm going to try to sleep.
What does your friend want to do?
I'm tired. I'm going to try to sleep.
What does your friend want to do? Question 7. There is a lot of noise. Your friend says something.
Those children are so loud.
Where is the noise coming from?
Those children are so loud.
Where is the noise coming from? Question 8. Your friend then says something else.
I'm going to buy a newspaper.
What does she want to buy?
I'm going to buy a newspaper.
What does she want to buy? Questions 9 to 14. You will hear an announcement for tourists about a tour of the town. You will hear the announcement twice. There will be a pause during the announcement. For questions 9 to 14, tick the correct box, A to D. You now have some time to read the questions. Good morning, everyone. I hope you're enjoying your holiday. Today, we're going on another day trip, and we will visit some interesting places. Unfortunately, we can't use our coach this morning. The engine isn't working. It isn't a serious problem. It will be repaired this morning. You need to check out of the hotel straight after breakfast. Please bring your luggage downstairs and leave it at reception. Then I'll meet you at the hotel entrance. The first place we're going to visit today is the castle. We're lucky because the public bus stops right in front of our hotel and it goes straight to the castle. We're having lunch at a lovely restaurant today. It's next to the market, which is very pretty. You can take some photos there. In the afternoon, we're going to visit the museum. We will stay there for about 2 hours. Then we will walk to the town square, where our coach will be waiting for us. Finally, don't forget to take an umbrella with you today. Now, do you have any questions? Now, you will hear the recording again. Good morning, everyone. I hope you're enjoying your holiday. Today, we're going on another day trip, and we will visit some interesting places. Unfortunately, we can't use our coach this morning. The engine isn't working. It isn't a serious problem. It will be repaired this morning. You need to check out of the hotel straight after breakfast. Please bring your luggage downstairs and leave it at reception. Then I'll meet you at the hotel entrance. The first place we're going to visit today is the castle. We're lucky because the public bus stops right in front of our hotel and it goes straight to the castle. We're having lunch at a lovely restaurant today. It's next to the market, which is very pretty. You can take some photos there. In the afternoon, we're going to visit the museum. We will stay there for about 2 hours. Then we will walk to the town square, where our coach will be waiting for us. Finally, don't forget to take an umbrella with you today. Now, do you have any questions? Questions 15 to 19. You will hear two teenagers having a conversation about local restaurants. You will hear the conversation twice. For questions 15 to 19, choose the information A to F that matches each restaurant. For each restaurant, write the correct letter A to F on the answer line. Use each letter only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have some time to read the information below.
Hi, Mark. It's my birthday next Wednesday. I'd like to invite you and some other friends to have dinner in a restaurant. Where could we go?
I like the Olive Tree.
Me too, but it's only open at lunchtimes.
That's a shame. So, how about Johnny's? My sister loves it. She goes there with her friends from school.
It has really good ice creams and cakes there, doesn't it? Oh, but I've heard that it's a bit quiet in there.
Well, you could try that new place in Castle Street called Top Table.
I saw an advertisement for it in the local paper. It looks okay for older people, but it would be far too formal for us.
So, how about The Corner? It's quite a modern place.
That was my first choice, but Mum and Dad said it would cost a lot. I want to invite seven friends, and I'd need twice as much money if we went there.
OK. There's one more place I can think of. Have you heard of River Kitchen?
Yes, I've been there. It has lots of different things on the menu and always has something vegetarian too. I think it would be perfect.
Great. When do I get my invitation? You will now hear the conversation again.
Hi, Mark. It's my birthday next Wednesday. I'd like to invite you and some other friends to have dinner in a restaurant. Where could we go?
I like the Olive Tree.
Me too, but it's only open at lunchtimes.
That's a shame. So, how about Johnny's? My sister loves it. She goes there with her friends from school.
It has really good ice creams and cakes there, doesn't it? Oh, but I've heard that it's a bit quiet in there.
Well, you could try that new place in Castle Street called Top Table.
I saw an advertisement for it in the local paper. It looks okay for older people, but it would be far too formal for us.
So, how about The Corner? It's quite a modern place.
That was my first choice. But Mum and Dad said it would cost a lot. I want to invite seven friends, and I'd need twice as much money if we went there.
OK. There's one more place I can think of. Have you heard of River Kitchen?
Yes, I've been there. It has lots of different things on the menu and always has something vegetarian too. I think it would be perfect.
Great. When do I get my invitation? Questions 20 to 28. You will hear two interviews, one with Maria and one with Jack. They are talking about transport. There will be a pause between the two interviews. Part 1. Questions 20 to 24. You will now hear the interview with Maria twice. For questions 20 to 24, tick the correct box, A to C. You now have some time to read the questions.
Maria, do you like flying?
No, I've only been on a plane twice. I'm not scared of flying. I just don't enjoy it. And what they give you to eat is terrible.
How often do you go abroad?
Actually, we go every year. We mostly go by train and I really like that. You can see the countryside from the window and you can get up and walk around. You can't do that on a coach, can you?
And what do you think about travelling by car?
Well, sometimes you can get to where you're going quite quickly. It always makes me feel tired, though.
So, I guess you don't like long car journeys.
They're not so bad if you can take lots of breaks. I'm not keen on having music on in the car. I prefer to talk instead.
Where do you park when you're visiting the capital city?
Well, it's too expensive to use a car park for a whole day, so we usually leave the car near a bus stop just outside the centre. Then it's easy to use public transport for the day.
Now, you will hear the interview with Maria again. Maria, do you like flying?
No, I've only been on a plane twice. I'm not scared of flying. I just don't enjoy it. And what they give you to eat is terrible.
How often do you go abroad?
Actually, we go every year. We mostly go by train and I really like that. You can see the countryside from the window. And you can get up and walk around. You can't do that on a coach, can you?
And what do you think about travelling by car?
Well, sometimes you can get to where you're going quite quickly. It always makes me feel tired, though.
So, I guess you don't like long car journeys.
They're not so bad if you can take lots of breaks. I'm not keen on having music on in the car. I prefer to talk instead.
Where do you park when you're visiting the capital city?
Well, it's too expensive to use a car park for a whole day, so we usually leave the car near a bus stop just outside the centre. Then it's easy to use public transport for the day.
Part 2. Questions 25 to 28. You will now hear the interview with Jack twice. For questions 25 to 28, tick the correct box, A to C. You now have some time to read the questions.
What about you, Jack? Do you like flying?
Yes. I like going by plane, even for short distances. It doesn't always cost less, but it takes less time. That's what I like about it.
How do you get to the airport?
It's not far from my house, so my dad usually takes me in the car. I could go by bus, but it would take ages.
What about travelling by train? Do you think the tickets are expensive?
They can be, if you buy them on the day you travel. It's better if you get them a week before. You can't always get cheap tickets for the day you'd prefer, especially Fridays.
And finally, have you learned to drive yet?
Not yet. I could, because I'm 24 now. But I'm too busy studying at the moment. Maybe next year.
Thanks, Jack.
You will now hear the interview with Jack again.
What about you, Jack? Do you like flying?
Yes. I like going by plane, even for short distances. It doesn't always cost less, but it takes less time. That's what I like about it.
How do you get to the airport?
It's not far from my house, so my dad usually takes me in the car. I could go by bus, but it would take ages.
What about travelling by train? Do you think the tickets are expensive?
They can be, if you buy them on the day you travel. It's better if you get them a week before. You can't always get cheap tickets for the day you'd prefer, especially Fridays.
And finally, have you learned to drive yet?
Not yet. I could, because I'm 24 now. But I'm too busy studying at the moment. Maybe next year.
Thanks, Jack.
Questions 29 to 34. You will hear an interview with Andrew about his job at a summer camp for children. You will hear the interview twice. There will be a pause during the interview. For questions 29 to 34, tick the correct box A to D. You now have some time to read the questions.
Hello, Andrew. Thanks for coming to tell us about your summer job. You helped at a summer camp for children, didn't you? How did you find out about the job?
Well, we were talking about summer jobs in a lesson at school, and my classmate and I were interested. The person who lives next door to me runs a summer camp. She offered me a job. I spent 2 weeks working with 9 to 12-year-olds. The activities were great fun.
Which of the activities did you like best?
Actually, I liked all the activities. We even swam in the river one day. I liked doing art with the kids. But the best thing was going hiking. There was a huge forest nearby with amazing trees in it.
What exactly did you have to do for your job?
Well, I had to do lots of different things. For example, on the first day, I helped to put up the tents, and each morning I got things ready for the activities. Whatever stuff we needed to use that day. We had a mobile phone at the camp, and I had to check it for messages from parents.
Was there anything you didn't like doing?
Well, we all had to take turns to help with the evening meals, and that was quite hard work. We had a barbecue some days. Cleaning up all the plates and dishes afterwards was the worst thing. There were so many of them.
Did you have to sleep in a tent?
Yes, we all did. I was in a 4-person tent, though it wasn't very big. It was for me and 3 boys. They were all from England as well. The helper in the tent next to mine was from Japan, and we became quite good friends. He's invited me to visit him next summer.
Did you have any free time?
Not much. Just 2 afternoons. Some of the other boys had a game of football then, but I was too tired for that because I didn't get much sleep while I was there. I had some good books with me, so I lay in the sun and enjoyed them instead.
It sounds like you had a good time.
Yeah. Now, you will hear the interview again.
Hello, Andrew. Thanks for coming to tell us about your summer job. You helped at a summer camp for children, didn't you? How did you find out about the job?
Well, we were talking about summer jobs in a lesson at school, and my classmate and I were interested. The person who lives next door to me runs a summer camp. She offered me a job. I spent 2 weeks working with 9 to 12-year-olds. The activities were great fun.
Which of the activities did you like best?
Actually, I liked all the activities. We even swam in the river one day. I liked doing art with the kids. But the best thing was going hiking. There was a huge forest nearby with amazing trees in it.
What exactly did you have to do for your job?
Well, I had to do lots of different things. For example, on the first day, I helped to put up the tents, and each morning I got things ready for the activities. Whatever stuff we needed to use that day. We had a mobile phone at the camp, and I had to check it for messages from parents.
Was there anything you didn't like doing?
Well, we all had to take turns to help with the evening meals, and that was quite hard work. We had a barbecue some days. Cleaning up all the plates and dishes afterwards was the worst thing. There were so many of them.
Did you have to sleep in a tent?
Yes, we all did. I was in a 4-person tent, though it wasn't very big. It was for me and 3 boys. They were all from England as well. The helper in the tent next to mine was from Japan, and we became quite good friends. He's invited me to visit him next summer.
Did you have any free time?
Not much. Just 2 afternoons. Some of the other boys had a game of football then, but I was too tired for that because I didn't get much sleep while I was there. I had some good books with me, so I lay in the sun and enjoyed them instead.
It sounds like you had a good time.
Yeah. Questions 35 to 37. You will hear a radio interview with Juliet Thomas, who is a young tennis star. You will hear the interview twice. There will be 2 pauses during the interview. For each question, 35 to 37, choose the 2 true statements, A to E, and tick the correct boxes. You now have some time to read the questions. Here in the studio is Juliet Thomas, who's 15 years old. She's just won a major tennis championship. Juliet, Tell us where you are from.
I was born in the UK, but my dad's French and my mum's from Italy. Now I live in the United States.
So, would you say that you're British?
100%. There's no doubt that's what I am. And if you ask my younger brothers, they'd say the same.
How do you feel after your big win last month?
I'm still really happy. I wanted to celebrate, but in fact I've carried on training. I haven't taken any days off yet. I'm actually getting ready for another championship, which is next month.
Why did your family move to the US? Was it because of the weather?
Well, Miami, where I live now, is certainly warmer than England. But actually, it was because I started working with a new trainer 3 years ago. He's American. My dad used to be my tennis coach, but now he trains my two brothers. They're winning lots of competitions already. I think they'll be hard to beat.
Does your mum play tennis too?
She was my first teacher. I started playing with her when I was just 5 years old.
Juliet, you've done lots of interviews recently. How does that feel?
It's been fun. I've been on TV and radio, though I get annoyed when people talk about what I'm wearing or my hairstyle. I wish they'd just focus on my tennis. That's what's important to me.
Do you think you'll have a career in tennis?
I'd like to, but who knows what will happen in a few years' time. I wouldn't mind training kids, for example. I think I'd do that quite well. One thing I know is I want to get a degree, though I haven't decided when to do that or where I'd like to study.
Well, good luck, and thanks for talking to us today. Now, you will hear the interview again. Here in the studio is Juliet Thomas, who's 15 years old. She's just won a major tennis championship. Juliet, tell us where you are from.
I was born in the UK, but my dad's French and my mum's from Italy. Now I live in the United States.
So, would you say that you're British?
100%. There's no doubt that's what I am. And if you ask my younger brothers, they'd say the same.
How do you feel after your big win last month?
I'm still really happy. I wanted to celebrate, but in fact I've carried on training. I haven't taken any days off yet. I'm actually getting ready for another championship, which is next month.
Why did your family move to the US? Was it because of the weather?
Well, Miami, where I live now, is certainly warmer than England. But actually, it was because I started working with a new trainer 3 years ago. He's American. My dad used to be my tennis coach, but now he trains my two brothers. They're winning lots of competitions already. I think they'll be hard to beat.
Does your mum play tennis too?
She was my first teacher. I started playing with her when I was just 5 years old.
Juliet, you've done lots of interviews recently. How does that feel?
It's been fun. I've been on TV and radio, though I get annoyed when people talk about what I'm wearing or my hairstyle. I wish they'd just focus on my tennis. That's what's important to me.
Do you think you'll have a career in tennis?
I'd like to, but who knows what will happen in a few years' time. I wouldn't mind training kids, for example. I think I'd do that quite well. One thing I know is I want to get a degree, though I haven't decided when to do that or where I'd like to study.
Well, good luck, and thanks for talking to us today. There will now be 6 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Follow the instructions on the answer sheet. This is the end of the examination.